Dan had a potential problem. He had a 4-year college degree from a major state university, but he was concerned his resume might not be strong enough to land a great job. Fortunately, he had another resume. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Dan Mears was an athletic guy in high school. He still competes in the largest stadiums in the world.
I never had been a mascot in my life until I went to college. When I was in high school, I played baseball, basketball, football, went to college, and one day I was sitting around reading the school newspaper, and I saw this little article that said they were going to have tryouts to be Truman the Tiger.
He got the gig as one of the University of Missouri's Tigers and was on the field and court as Truman for 4 years.
And then when I graduated, you know, I kind of had this mascot resume, and I also had my, you know, my human resume. And apparently my mascot resume looked a little better than my human resume. And so I went out and I got my first job with the St. Louis Cardinals, working as a character called Fred Bird.
He grew up a Cardinals fan and loved his first job right out of college.
Out of the blue, I get a call from the Kansas City Chiefs. They were going to start up a mascot program, this new character, Casey Wolf. And I got to thinking about it. You know, professional baseball, they play 81 home games in the summertime. Professional football, we play 10 during the fall and the winter. I tell people I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but even I knew that was a pretty good switch to make to the National Football League.
There was another reason the job was appealing, though.
I told him, I said, I want to be able to use this as a platform to go out and to speak in schools. I do a lot of elementary schools and junior highs and high schools. And now I do a lot of corporate speaking, a lot of keynotes.
Dan has quite a story that goes way beyond being a mascot. Continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.